I want to begin this book by telling you a story about my dentist. Dr. David Yee's modest office is located on the street level below his house, near the corner of 31st Avenue and Clement Street, a few miles from my office at the University of San Francisco. Most people avoid going to the dentist. I never avoid going to the dentist because I get to talk to Dr. Yee, even during the odd, unfortunate visit when oral excavation is required. His calming face, hovering above my open mouth like a smiling moon, has for 20 years offered reassurance during tense episodes of drilling and repair. After learning during my early visits that I was a development economist, Dr. Yee would ask me if I had been to any crazy new countries lately. After sharing a few stories about recent travels and research projects, I would ask him if he had done much traveling. "No, I'm afraid I'm a bit of a homebody," he would say. "The city is plenty for me." One visit, I asked him with my mouth propped open, which translates from dental cleaning language to, "Ever thought about doing one of those dental missions?" Being a veteran interpreter of the dialect, he replied that yes, he had considered it, but hadn't quite got his courage up. Had I been to any crazy new countries lately? And so the conversation looped for some years. But as he was ushering me into the dental chair before a routine cleaning in 2011, he turned to me and announced proudly, "I went on a dental mission last month." "That's great," I responded enthusiastically. "Where?" "Jamaica." "How'd it go?" The dental mission to Jamaica had gone well, just not as anticipated. Dr. Yee had envisioned preparing a vast equipment bag with cleaning instruments, toothpickers, plaque scrapers, spit suckers, mouthwash, polishers, and bags of brushes and floss. "You won't be needing all that," the missionary dentist had explained. "All we do here are extractions." He arrived in Kingston and walked down the steps of the plane onto the tarmac where the missionary dentist greeted him. "Did you bring your forceps?" "Yes, they were somewhere in the suitcase." "Excellent. How many extractions can you do in a day?" Dr. Yee had never pondered this statistic, much less tested its frontiers on the upper-middle-class San Francisco patients. "Maybe 8? He paused nervously. "How many do I need to do?" "Yesterday I did 140. Dr. Yee considered this spectacular figure. It sounded inhumane. He imagined something like an assembly line for tooth extraction with dentists wrenching rotten molars out of cringing patients with blood-spattered dental bibs, tossing them out of the chair and then yelling at the front of the line, "Next!" But what he learned in Jamaica was quite the opposite. In a place where infections are rampant and immune systems are weak, infected teeth can be deadly. Without an extraction, the infected tooth creates a pus-filled abscess that can spread to the alveolar bone, containing the tooth sockets. If the abscess infects the alveolar bone, one of two things can happen, depending on whether the infection resides in the upper or lower tooth. If an upper tooth is infected,